Traditional media continues to play a key role with farmers and ranchers. But increasingly, today's consumers are getting their information from social media. Ag marketing specialist Katie Pinkey urges agriculture to find out what's being said about their industry.
There's a lot of content being created that's negative towards agriculture, and consumers, non-ag audiences, are extremely interested in how and where their food is raised, which gives this tremendous platform and opportunity for all of agriculture to tell the story, and social media gives us this platform to reach audiences we've never been able to reach before.
She encourages farmers to use social media to tell their story. Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or blogging, agriculture has a story to tell. Pinkey says to choose one outlet, such as Facebook, and listen, engage, and create content. Keep it short and simple, and use video and photos whenever possible.
Say what you do, why you do it. And if you're not willing to say what you do and why you do it, you better think about it and certainly be able to defend and tell your story.
She believes ignoring this demand for information from the land is dangerous. Agriculture might lose control, and billions may pay the price with global hunger. On the other hand, by building bridges with social media, farmers are being proactive for the future of their industry.
If we don't stand up and tell our story and engage with audiences that we haven't talked to before, that there is a chance that we won't be there for the next generation.
The Soybean Checkoff supports numerous projects reaching out to consumers, including funding for Ag United, Common Ground, and blog posts at sdsoybean.org. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, I'm Pam Geppert.